getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And just like that, like 3 minutes ago, you were sitting around going, I wish there was a polka show on, and now there is. It's amazing. It's another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back at it, folks. It's another week of great old-time records here on the show. Glad you were able to be along with us now that we have summer in full swing around everywhere. I guess if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, if you're in, like, Australia, it's now winter, isn't it? Is it winter? Is it? I don't know. Anyway, what do I know? I'm no meteorologist. That's why I'm sitting here playing records. Hey, glad you're with us. Let's get things rolling. In sort of an accidental tribute to rock and roll singer Little Richard, who passed away recently, depending when you listened to the show last. I'm not playing a Little Richard record. No, but I have Lil Richard, L-I apostrophe L. Not Little Richard, but Lil Richard, that makes me think of Little Richard. Because even though this is a polka show, everybody has to have great appreciation for Little Richard, the rock and roll singer, of course, the architect of rock and roll music. Anyway, it just gives me an interesting way to introduce a Little Richard polka. This is called I Wish I Had a Sweetheart.
My sweetheart, a girl that I can call my own. She'll be so sweet and pretty like a flower. She'll love me sweet and oh so tenderly. I'll care for her and offer my devotion. My love will be as deep as any ocean. She'll be my bride. I'll build my life around her. We'll share our love with joy forevermore. Sweetheart, a girl that I can call my own. She'll be so sweet and pretty like a flower. She'll love me sweet and oh so tenderly. I'll care for her and offer my devotion. My love will be as deep as any ocean. She'll be my bride. I'll build my life around her. We'll share our love with joy forevermore.
Thank you. There we go. Lil Orchard gets us rolling on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. How the heck are you doing? Are we officially into summer now? I mean, everybody thinks once you're past Memorial Day that it's summer. Technically, it's not summer until, what, like June 20th, 21st, something like that. The summer solstice makes it officially summer. But in the minds of most Americans, summer is Memorial Day to Labor Day. And to heck with the rest of it. Anyway, here we are. We've apparently made the transition. It's beautiful, sunshiny day up here in northern Minnesota as I sit and do the show for this week. And it's probably 75 degrees outside. It's 85 here in the studio. I had to turn on the little fan over there, and we're going to make her through another one. Now, I have Larry Chesky up to do the Rain Rain Polka. And I'm looking out the studio window here, and all I see is blue skies smiling at me, to quote Willie Nelson or whoever wrote that song anyway. I have no rain in my forecast here, but that's okay, because Larry Chesky's going to do the Rain Rain Polka anyway. There we go, Rain Rain Polka, and see, it did not make it rain. It remains clear blue skies and beautiful weather here as Larry Chesky does the Rain Rain Polka. That record even had a skip in it. Do you hear that? I should look into that here. Oh, look at that. It's got a great big owie on it there. I wonder if that'll clean up. Let me try a little spit on this one before I put it back on the shelf here. Maybe not. We may have to set that aside for later scrutiny. But anyway, that adds to the authenticity of the show when you hit a record that skips every once in a while. Now, the next record I grabbed here is the One Potato, Two Potato Polka by Kenny Bass and his orchestra. And I've played it before. I noticed that the record's got a little warp right at the front in the beginning, so I had to put a penny on the tone arm so it'll track. Remember doing that back in the good old days? And then I noticed that under the title, One Potato, Two Potato Polka, it says, from the motion picture, One Potato, Two Potato. I'm like, what? Is that possibly right? So I looked it up. And it is a movie from 1964, an independent film shot in black and white, 1 hour and 23 minutes. It has a 100% score at Rotten Tomatoes. Is that a good thing? It doesn't seem like it would be. I don't know. But just because it will be educational before I play the song, here's a brief synopsis of the movie. Julie, played by Barbara Barry, is a young Midwestern mother, takes all the right steps to assure a promising environment for her newborn daughter. She relocates, gets a job, and secures a legal divorce. When Julie falls in love with Frank, played by Bernie Hamilton, an African-American man who works at the same factory, her ex-husband Joe, played by Richard Mulligan, takes her to court in the hopes of getting custody. Frank is advised to flee to keep his new family together, but instead he confronts the biased system. Sounds like kind of a profound movie, actually. How does a polka fit into a movie that sounds that dramatic? Now I'm going to have to look it up later and watch the movie and forget to tell you about it next week is what's going to happen. But now you know, somehow, this song is in that movie. Here's Kenny Bass and the orchestra. There you go, from the world famous movie One Potato, Two Potato. There's the One Potato, Two Potato polka, Kenny Bass and the orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show, and I'm going to have to watch that movie. Seems kind of dramatic. I normally go in for the comedies, but something with a dramatic description like that and a polka in it. I mean, how can you miss, right? Anyway, Polish Kid is coming up here. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum briefly, though. And for now, I think we'll invite you to check them out on the interwebs at worldofaccordions.org and see what they have going on, because the way things have been going the last few months, they may be open, they may be not open, they may take like appointments or whatever. But you want to check them out and put them on your roster of things to do, certainly. Sometime in the very near future, 1,400 accordions and concertinas are proudly displayed there, along with all sorts of other memorabilia and related stuff, whether you're researching the history of the music or the people or the instruments. You want to check out worldofaccordions.org, where you can find all the information. They're located in Superior, Wisconsin, of course. Great place to be vacationing if you're coming up to the area, too, or whatever. Only about an hour and a half, maybe, away from right here where I'm doing the Oompa Hour every week. So check it out. Write it down. Put it in, you know, if you're driving the car right now, don't write it down. Just remember, worldofaccordions.org. All right. The Polish Kid over here on turntable number one. This is the Let Me Call You Sweetheart polka.
Let me call Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. When the sunshine turns to twilight each day, then I know tomorrow brings new joy my way. You're the one that makes all of my dreams come true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you.
Ah, there you go. Let me call you sweetheart Polka. That's the Polish kid. And I'm glad he calls himself the Polish kid because I've never been able to pronounce his name. Don is his first name. And I can't even see the letters. They got his real name in parentheses real small. I'm not trying that. I know my limitations. A man's got to know his limitations. Now, summertime is kind of here after the passing of Memorial Day. And I have a great summertime polka for you. Are you ready? You remember back in... the early 60s, a guy named Brian Hyland had a big hit record called Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka That Bikini. What if you were to turn that into a polka? Well, you would call it the Itsy Bitsy Polka now, wouldn't you? Walt Sizlik and his musical ambassadors, this is good summertime polka music for you right here.
Afraid to come out of the locker, she was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would see. It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
Grajcie, Rossosti, grajcie!
Afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's going to do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue. It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the water she wanted to swim.
All right, there you go, the Itsy Bitsy Polka, Walt Sisolak and his musical ambassadors. Some summertime music for you here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Man, I don't know what the deal is today. It's like I grabbed all the grungy records. I had a Warped one. I had one with a skip in it. This one, while the Polish Kid was playing, I had to spritz this one with some record cleaner and grab a towel and scrub it up before I could have played it. Man, oh man, I'm hitting all the dingy records today. Have my trusty bottle of Fanstat record cleaning fluid here. Back in about 1979, I bought like 3 cases of this stuff, and I got 2 bottles left. Then what? The stuff you can buy today, just like anything else. The record cleaning stuff that you can buy today is like garbage compared to the stuff you could buy 40 years ago. It's like, what? Oh, it's environmentally correct, but it doesn't clean anything. Ah, now here's another great record, the Musical Stars. They usually are accompanying Marion Lush on vocals. He did the arrangement for this record, but it's an instrumental, so we're not going to hear him singing. And this one came out of an old jukebox, out of an old bar, where obviously it was back in the 60s, and everybody sat in there and smoked all day. And all the records that I saved out of those old jukeboxes are just covered in like a haze of like smoke and tobacco and tar and whatever. So that when, you know, records are normally shiny. They're black and shiny. This one has no shine to it, but it plays okay. Here's the Musical Stars. This is the Casino Polka.
Thank you.
got the musical stars there, the Casino Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another week, by the way. If I haven't mentioned that, I should, because I am really just tickled to death that you tune in and listen to this show, wherever you happen to be listening to it, whether it's a web stream or a radio station I don't know, there's a million ways you can listen to stuff nowadays. And I'm telling you, I have hit a handful of crunchy records. But you know, there's still classics, and a lot of this stuff you can't get on a CD or a digital download or any of that. I have Jerry Dustal and the orchestra up next. It's out of Soma Records in Minneapolis. And this record's got a lot of miles on it, too. Holy moly. Here's Annie in the Cabbage Patch.
Trahala lupeni, lupenička. Šla na ninka dozeli, dozeli, dozeli. Na trahala lupeni, lupenička. Přišel na ní pepicek, rošlapal i košiček. Ti, 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 ty to musíš počít. Trahala lupeni, lupenička. Šla na ninka dozeli, dozeli, dozeli. Na trahala lupeni, lupenička. Přišel na ní pepicek, rošlapal i košiček. Ti, 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 ty to musíš spočít.
There you go. That's an oldie but a goodie there, huh? Jerry Dustal in the orchestra, Annie in the Cabbage Patch, here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Just spinning the records here. This next one's a fun one, just because it's by a guy on the record label, says it's Chaz Hicks, C-H-A-S, period. Wouldn't that be Charles? Isn't Chaz the abbreviation for Charles? I believe it is. Why doesn't it say Charles? There's plenty of room to spell it out on the label here. Anyway, on Goodwill Records, which does not mean I purchased it at a Goodwill store. That's the name of the record company. Goodwill Records. Anyway, Chaz Hicks. How you doing, Chaz? Here's the Flat Top Polka.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it there, the Flat Top Polka, Chaz Hicks. When there are a guy who's like Chaz Hicks and his hot licks, that's I don't think that's right, though, but it sounds like a group anyway. Oh, you're in the middle of Tim's Oompa Hour. What a mess this is, huh? You just never know how things are going to turn out in this one. Now, this next one, I went to look it up here, and the song is called Lift Lackawanna Polka. And I'm like, Lackawanna, what the heck is that? It's Walt Jaworski and his TV recording orchestra. And I looked it up. That's a county in Pennsylvania. There's a college there called the Lackawanna College. That's an unfortunate name for a college. I Lackawanna desire to go to college. I don't know. But anyway, here's Walt and the orchestra and the Lackawanna Polka. There you go, Lift Lackawanna. There you have Walt Jaworski and his TV recording orchestra. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, where I figured out that I am more than halfway through the show and I have not played a waltz or even found a waltz to play today. Don't have any waltzes in the stack this week? Let me see. Polka, polka, polka. There's a polka. There's another polka. Oh, there. Ha ha. I knew we're going to need a waltz here. We try to get one into every show. There we go. I got the Bluebird Waltz, Lester Shuft and the Country Dutchman. We'll get to that one in a couple of minutes after we get to this other one first. And this is a weird one. It's a week for weird records. Have you noticed that? When they manufacture records, even today, if you're getting a new record made today, which you can do, they make... they're an acetate recording. A lot of people call them lacquers, actually. Lacquers are what they really are. They're records that have an aluminum center, and they have a lacquer coating on them. And they cut the record physically into the grooves of that lacquer, and they use that to make a stamper that they press the vinyl records from. That's a short version of a very complicated process. And usually when they do this, they will make a couple of test records. And they might send them to the band or the record company or whoever. And they'll make a test record cutting another acetate or lacquer disc from the original tape. Before there was tape, they cut it right to the disc, believe it or not. And so this is one of those. And it's very rare that you wind up with one of these. And even more rare that after 50 or 60 years, an old one like this stays in good condition, because often the lacquer coating separates from the aluminum and the records kind of go to heck on you. And this is one of those, and taking into account what it is and how old it is, the fidelity is really, really, really good. And that's because it hasn't gone through a lot of processing and mechanical processes. It's like a raw recording. And how I wound up with this, I don't know, but this is an aluminum core record coated with lacquer and cut one of manually on a record lathe. All right? I know you're excited. Here are the Happy Bachelors and the Smile a Lot Polka. Smile a lot,
happy sun.
Smile a lot and shake a neighbor's hand, and then we surely can, we'll build that happy land. Smile a lot and go and make a friend, and then we surely can be happy once again. Surely can, we'll build that happy land. Smile a lot and go and make a friend, and then we surely can be happy once again.
There you go. The Happy Bachelor is doing the Smile a Lot Polka. The Happy Bachelor's here at Tim Zumpa Hour. That sounds so good for an old for an acetate recording with aluminum center in it that it's got to be like 50 or more years old. It sounds fabulous. Why does it not have a sleeve? Hang on, I'm looking for the sleeve. Do I not have a sleeve for this? There must be a sleeve. There's always a sleeve to keep the record in. Something has gone wrong with my organizational system once again. This happens about every other week. Hang on here. I've got to put this record back in a sleeve. All right, there. Safely put away. And then I thought, I know nothing about the Happy Bachelor's band. So I thought, well, I'll type it into the Google and see what I get. So and the song was the Smile a Lot Polka. So I type in Happy Bachelor's Smile a Lot. Okay, think about that. Happy bachelors probably do smile a lot. And I got 1,000 weird Google answers that have nothing to do with polka music, and most of which I can't read on the radio. So we'll just move on. I promised you a waltz. We try to do a waltz, at least one in every show. Sometimes we even get in an extra waltz or two. And we're getting toward the end of the show already, and I got to get one in here. Lester Schuff of the Country Dutchman. On Little Crow Recording Records is the record company from Hutchinson, Minnesota, and this is the Bluebird Waltz.
Thank you.
There you go. Lester Schaft at his Country Dutchman there. The Bluebird Waltz on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Coming up, a song everybody knows. So hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, how many songs do you think we could still squeeze into the show, huh? A couple, three anyway. Let's see what we can do. Everybody knows this. Is there any living human being that does not know the Roll Out the Barrel Polka? I don't care who you are, what nationality you are, how old you are. Somewhere, somehow, everybody on this planet, except maybe some Aborigines in the outback of Australia, I don't know, will immediately recognize Roll Out the Barrel Polka. Push-style accordion on this one. It's a big one for the new brass. There you go, the new brass there, doing the Roll Out the Barrel Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and I want to kind of put in a weird, I guess not really a plug, but a weird suggestion for you anyway, which seems odd on this show, because we call it the old-time oldie show, because everything I play is old-time music, and they're all oldies. Everything I play comes off phonograph records, and I don't play any digital stuff. I don't play any re-released stuff that they, you know, doctored it up and put it on a digital thing, and I don't play any of the new bands, and there's a ton of great new bands out there, and there's a ton of great bands that have been around a long time that are still performing and doing a fabulous job out there. And all these bands, the polka bands that you know and love, are pretty much on hiatus, and they have been for the last couple of months, because with all the stuff going on in the world with the virus and everything, most of your gigs are shut down and nobody's out there playing live, and it's a sad situation. But a lot of them are doing live performances on the internet. They're doing them, you know, from their garages, they're doing them from their living rooms, they're doing them from their basements and their studios. So if you want to see some of that, and if you haven't discovered this yet, do a little poking around on the internet, follow some of your favorite modern current performing bands on Facebook, or look them up on YouTube, and you might be surprised. Molly B and Ted, you know, from Squeezebox, they do a live show every Tuesday night on YouTube, and they've been posting a song every day on YouTube that they record live of them in their studio, and it's fun, and you get to see a side of so many of these people that you don't get to see if you see them in a live performance. Who else? The Chardon Polka Band is doing it. Some of the IPA bands doing it, and it's just, seek out your favorite bands, current bands, people that are still out there playing, and look them up on Facebook and YouTube and whatnot, and you will find some amazing music and some amazing entertainment that might be just what you need, you know, when the Oompa Hour's not on the air. So with that, let's do one from the John Jeske Orchestra. I'll see if we can. You know, we can squeeze in two more songs. I'm going to try anyway. Here's the John Jeske Orchestra. This is the Happy Polka People.
Happy polka people, love that polka sound. Happy polka people, dancing all around. Happy polka people, having lots of fun. Happy polka people, make polkas number one. While the band is playing a happy polka song, grab yourself a partner, it sure won't take you long. Everybody's ready to try that polka beat. Happy polka people, the greatest you will meet. Polka people, love that polka sound. Happy polka people, dancing all around. Happy polka people, having lots of fun. Happy polka people, make polkas number one.
There you go, John Jeske Band there and the Happy Polka People. Can we go out on a Lawrence Welk record? Does that seem a little weird to go out on a Lawrence Welk record? Well, we're gonna, just because. This is fun. This is the Pound Your Table Polka, Lawrence Welk and his Champagne Music. And I don't even hear any corks a popping or anything in this one. But it's kind of a fun record. And in keeping with the way the theme of the show has kind of gone this week, this is a great 45 from back in the 50s. And it's got a lot of that good old patina on it. But yeah, let's go out with Lawrence Welk here and the Pound Your Table Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Across the street that's not like other places. It's where neighbors like to meet and greet familiar faces. There's no talk of daily cares or troubles allowed. There's where fun is king, and that's what brings in the crowd. If the older folks don't dance, they bring their youngsters with them, for they love to watch romance and beat their feet in rhythm. When the band is through with swing, then the leader tells to ring. Say, you mothers, hey, you brothers, everybody sing.
Sing together one more chorus
till the rafters will ring. Raise your voices and sing
one more chorus if you're for us.
Join us all in the song.
Give the band a helping hand and come along.
There you go, Lawrence Welk and his champagne music, wrapping up another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Now, remember what I told you. Now that the show's over and I can send you off to do something else, look up your favorite performing bands, whether they're a new band or an old band that's still out there playing. Look them up on Facebook and YouTube and find some of their live shows and streams. There's great stuff out there.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.